Indianapolis musician Joe Kripe recently released a new solo album entitled Hideaway. The singer and guitarist sat down with Melissa Davis to talk about his musical roots in Indianapolis, playing with bands including the Po' Boys, his new solo record, and his work in the yoga sound bath sphere.
I would like to talk to you about your album that just came out, and it is called Hideaway. You performed the title track from that album. What inspired you to do a solo project?
I'm constantly writing music, and I'm sure other musicians can relate that if you're writing, you're building up a repertoire of a lot of songs, and I found myself to have too many songs at one point, and I was like, okay, some of these need to be released, so I kind of dialed it down, and I just kind of picked the best 10 songs of, I don't know, hundreds of songs that I've written, and kind of put that together for this album.
And I'm wondering, I don't know if we've talked about this before, are you from Indianapolis?
Yeah, I'm from Broad Ripple. Okay. Grew up there, been there for most of my life, and yeah, love it in Indy. Got all my friends here, my family.
So did you play music as a child? Like, did you play in the school band, that kind of thing?
Yeah, so with Andrew, so Andrew plays keyboards in her band. Andrew played saxophone in our band, in the young elementary school band, and I played trumpet. We actually had a competition, one of those local music competitions where all the kids get together and everyone gets a gold medal at the end. We played our very first song together in fourth grade, I believe, Little Brown Jug. So that was our first collaboration.
Wow.
Yeah. And so that's where it all started.
And now you're in a band together.
Yeah, now we play. I don't play trumpet anymore, and Andrew doesn't play saxophone, but, you know, we're still jamming.
So you're a full-time musician now.
Yeah, I like to consider myself that. I do a couple different things. You know, we have the Po' Boys. I've got my solo music, which is more like the singer-songwriter feel. And then I do some yoga sound baths around town as well, which you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, well, I have heard of sound baths. I have not heard of sound baths with guitar and the yoga element. I mean, it sounds so cool and really unique. Would you like to talk about that a bit?
Yeah, so I was in it's like a restorative yoga class with my teacher, Robin, and we decided, hey, like, why don't we combine our efforts and take your restorative yoga and take my guitar and put them together into a sound bath. And she had just purchased the singing bowls, which you play, each bowl has a different key to it. And so what I do is I'll match the key of my guitar to whichever bowl she's playing. Meditation, and I'll play some soothing tones, kind of ambient sounds, and you'll find yourself in this state between falling asleep and staying awake, and just...
How's that as a musician? Like, do you feel restored after these sessions?
Yeah, I always talk to Robin about that after each session. We're like, oh yeah, we wish we could be laying down and listening to ourselves. But it's pretty much the same thing, except I can't fall asleep.
You're like, working.
You know, they get to fall asleep and be at peace. I've got to remain focused to a degree.
Yeah, definitely.
That was Melissa Davis talking to musician Joe Kripe about his new solo album. The song that we heard at the end of that story is the title track, Hideaway. You can find the full interview and more music at Small Studios' Signal Boost podcast. Hideaway.